Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, my favorite time each week. Happy Saturday to you. 2016 approaches. I want you all to get the jump on the gun. Thus, today's show. Today's show, lab tests you must order for 2016. You're not going to do your blood testing before the turn of the year. So at the turn of the year, I want you to have the inside track. I want you to think about this. I want you to hear this show again. I want you to make sure you've digested it. Lab tests are an atrocity. I'm putting it mildly. The ones you need, you never get. The ones you get, you never need. Often you don't need them. There's a whole bunch of misconceptions about the value of lab testing. On the low end, and of course you are not the low end because you listen to this show and others like it. But on the low end, you do your yearly physical. They give you the superficial lab tests, markers for which only show when you're dead or on your way to the hospital. In other words, they're effectively useless. And you walk away with that satisfaction when you're told everything's normal and they didn't really test for anything. And that's the problem. First misconception. These tests are generally, as they're coursed out, not preventative. Now, we have a money problem in healthcare today, so even though your doctors could, often they're under the subjugation of the corporation and they can't order the lab tests you need to. No better example of this than Kaiser Permanente, my favorite place for healthcare. Many, many places are run like this, where they're going to give you the cursory screenings, the one on top, the first one and the last one, meaning you're not going to see a flag until it's too late. And that's the first misconception, that you're getting the test that you need. They go on and on and on and on. I have to do this with pictures. So let's go to the pictures. Show 234. We're in our fifth year. Lab tests for 2016, the one your doctor really needs to order. That's straighttalk.cc, if you're new. Straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's with two T's. All right, we got lots of goodies here. Lots of good pictures, a couple of YouTube clips, so on and so forth. Picture number one. Go to picture number one. Biochemical individuality. Roger Williams. Biochemist, well known. That's a picture of him, number two. Picture number two, he's arm holding there. He's taking his picture with Linus Pauling, two-time Nobel laureate, one for chemistry, the other one for peace. Not a man of small stature. That's Linus Pauling and the man that wrote Biochemical Individuality, Roger Williams. Why do I bring it up? Because in that landmark treatise, it basically stated that 10 to 15% of all of what are called the norm are not your norms. And that's a big statement if you understand it. Because it means anytime you're told you're normal, or anytime you're told you're not normal, and I mean with blood tests, not socially, anytime you're told you're normal, on a blood test, your anemia panel, your hemoglobin's normal, your blood glucose is normal, your thyroid is normal, or your thyroid is abnormal, or your blood glycosylated hemoglobin is abnormal. Anytime you're told that, 10 to 15% of the time, that is incorrect for you. And this is that dangerous, crazy thing about norms. Where do we get the norms from? Dead people. Rats. I mean, the point is, no, not that, but the point is, norms are weird. And that's what he's pointing out, not to mention the fact that your requirements, say reserve ferritin, say your hormone panels, take your pick, your requirements under stress, high stress, 80 hours a week you work, five kids screaming for food. Those requirements are different than someone that's sedentary. That testing, that's not accounted. That is not accounted for. Even more than that, when you were sick, when you were recovering from illness, when you were older recovering from illness, when you were younger recovering from illness, we have no clue what the norms are. There was some great work done out of Canada in texts I can't even find anymore, but have heard about, where they took all these lab animals and subjected them to all sorts of weird environments and saw the norms, the vitamin requirements, the mineral requirements, the hormonal expenditures, all these different things. They blew the charts off what we call the norm. So I don't know what a norm is worth anymore. You got to do it because common sense dictates you got to do it. But what it means really in the reality, the trenches, it may be next to meaningless. Now, what do you do with that statement? You factor it in, and I'll show you how to factor it in today. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. My audience gets the inside track. I mean, the real inside track. But if you're looking for your classic, tell me your symptom, I'll give you an herb, go to another show, because I don't do that on this show. Not my cup of tea. What I like and what I'm getting and what I'm getting more of every single week are people all over the world who have decided that health is not about vitamin and herbs bought in health food stores blindly or at the expense and advice of your vitamin therapist. And I'm not knocking it, but I am saying there is a deeper level for you. And if you have been chronically deranged now for years, if you are in a pickle, if you have gone everywhere, seen everyone, and done everything, I'll tell you your problem. You are not educated. Okay. Not going to get into it too much, but that's the purpose of the show if you're new to the show. If you really want to hear what it takes to get healthy, 234 shows. Get at least the subscription and listen. Guarantee you it'll sound different. Okay, biochemical individuality, Roger Williams, I made my point. Not a man of small stature, I made my point. Let's start with hormones. Okay, now it would be nice if we could get a hormonal panel. And again, what are these tests worth? You know what they're worth? They're worth the relativity of them, meaning what they look like over a period of years or months. If you want to determine where your hormones are at, you need to compare it like your cortisol. Cortisol secreted by the adrenal glands under stress. Healthy stress, bad stress, cortisol. You know, adrenal exhaustion, adrenal fatigue. You want to know how you're doing. What it's worth, what these tests are worth when you get them, is if you have them compiled over a period of years. So second myth. First myth, norms are norms. They're not. Second myth, one test means something. Well, you got to be careful with that. One test really doesn't mean something. One test is not nearly as meaningful as tests compiled over the years. Tests compiled over the years. That's what you're looking for. So you've got to organize them. You've got to save them. You've got to get them done. You've got to understand them. You've got to compare them. Okay, so let's get to the hormonal tests. First of all, another myth we're going to blow the lid off of. The blood tests. These hormones are bound to protein in your normal blood tests. I want my cortisol in the blood. I want my estrogen, my progesterone, my DHEA, all of this in the blood. There is enough evidence from hard science that says, bah humbug on that. Those hormones are bound with proteins, and so you're measuring not the functional hormone, but the protein-bound hormone, and we don't know really if we can trust that. So BioHealth, ZRT, go online, get to know these labs, tell your healthcare practitioner, I'm going to spend the $150 on my cortisol profile, on my estradiol profile, salivary hormones. Some of these you can do direct. There's a entity called the Canary Club. Some really good news about all of this is getting the blood tests done, the lab tests, the tests you want to see is not in present day America a matter of getting your medical doctor to order them. You can go straight to the lab now, direct a test, direct tests, request a test. Two companies, you fill it out online, you go in, you get the blood drawn near your near where you live, and they'll send the information to you. Okay? It's still America. It's still land of the free. And you can order your own blood tests. Understand that. You don't need your doctor to do that. If your doctor won't do it, you've got to do it. BioHealth Laboratory, David Zava's lab, ZRT Labs, for salivary hormone testing. If you can watch your cortisol over a period of months. So let's do that. Let's think about that for the smart insider for 2016, your cortisol. So go to picture five. Cortisol, again, secreted by the adrenals. Cortisol, a million and one vital functions. When they tell you adrenal stress, it means your cortisol is super high or exhaustively low. Here's the normal cortisol. Look at the picture, picture five. Picture tells a thousand worth a thousand words, right? So look at the picture. 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Oh, as I look at this, they laid this out so dumb. Let's look at 12 a.m. So we're looking at picture 5. Look at 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. You see that great big rise in cortisol? Picture 5, click it on, read the ledger on the bottom, look for 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. You see that rise in cortisol? That's when you make your cortisol, as you sleep, if you sleep. If you don't get up to pee 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 times, if you don't wake up restless, if you don't stand up in bed, that good 6, 7, 8, 9, I know people who are sleeping 10 hours. I know people who go to bed at 8 and get up at 6 every single night, and they sleep like babies. They still have children sleep. Those are always very healthy people. You show me a person with a sleep pattern like that, the straight sleep, I'll show you someone who's doing more for their health than $1 billion of testing and $1 billion of supplementation. So there's cortisol from 12 to 6. You're making it in that nice deep sleep, and then you expend it during the day. So from 12 p.m. towards 6 p.m., less and less and less and less and less. So by the time you go to bed at night, you're out of cortisol. That is why you lay your head down and go to sleep. Now, I didn't put these two other graphs here, but there's two variations of that. One is called high cortisol. We can call this adrenal fatigue. And the graph is going to look different. The graph is going to look like 12 a.m. This is adrenal fatigue. From 12 to 6, you're going to make your cortisol, and then you're going to lose it as the day goes on. And then in the evening, there's going to be this great surge of it again. So it's going to start high. It's going to dip really low, even lower than normal. And you're going to feel like you need a cup of coffee. You're going to feel like you need to take a nap. You're going to feel fatigued. You're going to feel like you lost your edge, but you're young. You're strong. You got big, strong adrenals, a great fat neck, and a big jaw. Whatever God gave you, you got this reserve. You're going to dip into that reserve, and by 6 o'clock, you're going to be strong again. You're going to even be wired. You're going to feel like you can handle it. You're going to feel like you've worked really hard and you've made it, even though in the afternoon you were tired. And then when you go to bed, you're so wound up you can't sleep. So that's another stage. It's not normal. It's not the normal circadian cortisol graph. It's the cortisol graph where you're fatigued. You're burning it on both ends, but you're not down. You're still strong. In the afternoon, you dip, and then you come on back in the later rounds. And then you can't go to bed at night. That's going to become another cycle that we call adrenal exhaustion. Now, adrenal exhaustion is now you're waking up in the morning and you got nothing. You're not making enough cortisol. That 6 a.m. cortisol, you don't even have it. So we go from normal healthy adrenal function, the normal circadian rhythm, to adrenal fatigue, where you're still strong but burning it on both ends. You're getting restless. You're getting wired. And then you've got adrenal exhaustion. Now, what's the consequences of adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion? Go to picture number 8. Picture number 8. Look at that. Cortisol, the stress hormone. If you're new to the show, this may be new to you. Decreased metabolism, depression, hypertension, chronic fatigue, sleep deprivation, migraines, tunnel vision, acid reflux, hostility, hunger, arthritis, decreased immunity. The list goes on and on and on and on. Go to picture 6. Picture number 6. Start at the bottom. No, start at stress on the left-hand side. Stress. Picture 6. Stress stimulates the adrenal glands to produce cortisol, which over time causes low cortisol. Initially, high cortisol, which I described, then low cortisol makes the body less able to respond to stress, and thus stress and this is terrible cycle. Now, where am I going? Why isn't this graphed for you with testing over the years? Why isn't this graphed for you over testing? Get it graphed. Go to your healthcare practitioner, tell your medical doctor, I want my salivary cortisol run, or go out and do it yourself. That test, more than your sex hormones. The heck with your sex hormones. You didn't like that, did you? The heck with my sex hormones. The heck with your sex hormones. Don't bother worried about that. Those hormones are under the control of many other things. That's like the creme de la creme, the sex hormones. When your body's taking care of your heart and your brain and your kidneys, then the reserve energy, well, that's for your sexual energy. So understand, measuring your sex hormones is almost a meaningless topic. It really and truly is. Now, there's exceptions, yes, but by and large, meaningless. But cortisol? So you can start to get markers as you age over the decades when you're getting into the danger zone. Why? Why would we want to graph this? Well, look at picture 8. Again, look at picture 8. Don't look at picture 8. But picture 8 is telling you what the deal is. You ought to be measuring that. All right, now, insurance may not pay, but I'll tell you what insurance will pay for. Vitamin D. I don't think I'm going to go into it because we're not going to have enough time as usual. But go up to the top there, Dr. Cannell on vitamin D, that YouTube clip I threw on there. His work is uncanny. It's respected. This is a conservative medical doctor. Yes, he does have some supplement, his name on some supplements. Doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter. He's done good work. People are running around with very low vitamin D. Nobody measures it. Make sure your doctor measures your vitamin D. This is so in the mainstream that all you have to do is ask, and yet they won't do it unless you ask. Also, know your blood type. Your doctor will say, well, why should we measure your blood type? We only do that for surgery, and you don't need surgery. Tell them, because my blood type helps determine my lifestyle. Tell them to read the book. Diadamo, Peter Diadamo. Tell him to read it. Tell him to do what you say. Tell him to listen to the patient. The Japanese all jump on this blood type thing. Japanese women determine outcome with their male counterparts, their future husbands, based on blood type. They will say, oh, I'm attracted to blood O's or blood A's. The Japanese do this. They understand the importance of blood type. Very smart culture. A blood, B blood, O blood, AB blood, so did Diadamo. So should you. Know your blood type. Get on to that literature. So there's two simple tests. What is it? Red Cross will tell you your blood type. When you donate blood, you learn your blood type. Blood type should be on, and yet nobody measures it except for surgery, and then you don't even know it. You can order blood type kits from a company called Eldon, E-L-D-O-N, online. Be your own doctor to a point. Get educated to a point. But there's no way you shouldn't know your blood type. There's no way you shouldn't be tracking vitamin D. The single and don't think you're getting your vitamin D because you put your face in the sun for 15 minutes. That is a crock. I have people sucking down lots of vitamin D, and you measure their vitamin D after 3 months or 4 months, and you barely see it rise. Vitamin D is complicated. The only way you know that you're getting your vitamin D at the level you want your vitamin D is if you measure it. What's that really cool thing, LA Fitness? If you don't measure it, you don't improve it. I love that. It's so true, right? Losing weight? Oh, yeah, yeah, I know I'm losing weight. Sure you do. Measure it. Measure your vitamin D. Measure your cortisol. Save it up. I'm not going to go through it, but Cannell talks about on this YouTube clip how people increase heart attacks in the winter, and everyone's running around going, that's because you shovel snow. Increase for heart attack in the winter. People get sick in the winter because it's cold. People get sick in the winter because their vitamin D disappears. All right. You tell your doctor, vitamin D, I want my 25-hydroxy vitamin D measured or else. You may have to pay out of pocket, Canary Club, ZRT Labs, BioHealth. Get at least the salivary cortisol. Don't spend the money on the rest of those hormonal panels. Oh, no, my testosterone's low. What am I going to do? Don't bother with that. You know when it's low. My estrogen's low. What am I going to do? Listen, if you have to think about money, understand cortisol every year more important because the sex hormones will respond to what you do for your health. Guess what high cortisol does to testosterone? Guess what high cortisol does to estrogen? High cortisol ruins your sex life. So right there, forget spending the money on the hormones. I mean, not necessarily, but you understand my point. You have to think about how to spend that dollar. Vitamin D may cost a little more, maybe not. All right, let's keep going. Go to picture 9. Again, request a test. You need a CBC and a chem panel, basic panels. Don't tell you a lot, but they're worth doing. Complete blood count with differential and direct labs also, 9 and 10. You can do it online yourself. Go to the top of the page. I'm going to take a moment just so you know. Go to the top of the page. Click to view website to request a test. Get on there. There. Go to the top, click it on, go to that page, request a test. There it is. You see on the left, find a test, put anything you want in there. Put anything you want in there. It's fantastic. Very reasonably priced. You fill it out. You find a draw center. You go in. They already have your paperwork because you filled it out. You get the blood done. You get the test sent to you and or your doctor. Very affordable, very good, very smart. There are some things that are still working in America. This is definitely one of them. Take advantage of it. You know, for those tests that Kaiser won't do. If they don't do them, you pay out of pocket and don't growl. People do that. Oh, my doctor won't order it and my insurance won't pay for it. Don't cut your nose to spite your face. Don't curse the darkness when you can light a candle. Today's old sayings day. Don't do those things. Request a test. Excellent. 9 and 10 direct labs also. All right, here's another one. I'm going to go after another basic one. It's part of your CVC glucose, blood glucose. You must get your doctor to order glycosylated hemoglobin. Glycosylated hemoglobin. You have to get your doctor to order glycosylated hemoglobin. They will not do it. They will do fasting blood sugar. Fasting blood sugar is a joke. It is the single most useless test done on CBCs. Why? Because millions of years before you show yourself to be diabetic, you have destroyed your body. In years prior, decades prior, that fasting blood glucose will never catch. Look, it's common sense. If you go out and party, if you eat a whole chocolate cake, have a milkshake on top of it, drink a bottle of wine, smoke a cigar, and then drink another bottle of wine, and your blood sugar goes up to 800, you almost pass out from a sugar coma, and you're reasonably strong and reasonably young, under 60, guess what? A good 8 hours sleep, 2 hours to get up, 2 more hours to get to the lab, another hour to get it tested. You have now 12 or 13 hours of fasting. Guess what? That 800 is down to 80 or 90. It is that way. I do these tests all the time with people. And I see the reality of this. I know it on myself. Lots of people can do anything they want to their bodies. And you give them 12 hours and their blood glucose will be normal. And yet, they're destroying their body all day long. So if you get up and you have your bagel and your donuts and your coffee with 4 or 5 sugars in it, and for lunch you have your bread with your sandwich, and for dinner you have your big pasta meal with some dessert and the rest of it, and this is the way you live, and yet your fasting blood glucose is normal and you're 40, 45, 50, guess what? You can easily be destroying yourself. You are destroying yourself. Either you're sucking way too much insulin out of your pancreas and you're going to burn those cells out. Your beta cells are going to just rot out eventually. Or all the glycation end chain products, all the inflammatory products, everything with high blood sugar that will precipitate all sorts of crystals from uric acid to calcium oxalate to calcium phosphate to calcium hydroxyapatite. All of this precipitation off high blood sugar, you're never even going to catch. So you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and they tell you, gee, your blood sugar's fine, Jack. You must be a picture of health. And yet your knuckles are growing bigger. The uric acid deposits in your toes. The arteries and capillaries in your veins, in your arteries to the brain and in your kidneys are rotting out. But we don't see it yet. We don't even test for it. You don't even know what's happening, and then in your 60 years old, all of a sudden, ba-boom, you're hit hard. And then they tell you you're pre-diabetic or you're diabetic. You've already needed a cataract surgery. You've already got optic problems with glaucoma. You've already got arthritis. You've already got a million and one problems you didn't need to get. Suppose you were captain of the high school football team and that knee was a little arthritic. You run your blood sugar high for 30 years, even if you're not diabetic, and all of a sudden you need a new knee at 60. You see, we can go on and on and on and on like this. I don't know if ex-President Clinton is diabetic or was. I don't know. I don't think he is. That would be my guess. I could be wrong, but I'll tell you this. He was running his blood sugar super, super high his whole life because he was a partier. I mean, the way he ate, no doubt about it. Not just the grease, but the sugar. He just went for it. Healthy guy, he went for it. Not that easy to stay right when you're running around the nation shaking hands. It's hard. That's my point. That plaque in those arteries, it cost him that unfortunate surgery, was off high blood sugar. I'll wager you bottom dollar. And nobody ever told him because I'll guarantee you it was all fasting blood glucose that didn't show it. So what are you going to do? What you're going to do is make sure your medical doctor runs glycosylated hemoglobin. Go to picture 11. Picture 11. An antibody is a protein produced by the immune system in response to the presence of an antigen. And that's a red blood cell. Now let's add to that, okay? Let's go to picture 15. Not the clearest picture. Little blurry. Couldn't get that one clear. But there's your RBC. We blow out your RBC. And you see the hemoglobin molecule and the red blood cell. Now, glycosylation. Glycosylation. Go to picture 19. Glycosylation is a process through which glucose and hemoglobin, this is picture 19, glucose and hemoglobin form a glycosylation, a bond. What better measure of blood sugar could you possibly get? We don't want to measure it any other way than the remnants, the net process of how often over a period of time the hemoglobin molecule is binding through a process we call glycosylation with a glucose molecule gives us a much better indicator of the amount of damage you're doing to your body. So at least we should be getting the doctors to order glycosylated hemoglobin. Go to picture 20. Go to picture number 20. HbA1c. I like HgbA1c. Is glycosylated hemoglobin. This is picture 20. That's the test you want them to get. Do not let them get away with fasting blood sugar. Make them order glycosylated hemoglobin. Very important. Keeping in mind what? Everyone's norm is different. And here's another one. When you get a finding that doesn't correlate with symptomology, when a finding doesn't, we had a lady the other day come in, she eats like an angel. I mean, absolute perfection. She knows who she is. She's listening to the show. She eats absolutely perfect. And all of a sudden, the lab test said high glycosylated hemoglobin. First thing I said is, you get that measured again. When I was in chiropractic school, Dr. Kare, God bless him, where is he? Couple of PhDs, very brilliant man. From India, he was a pathologist, had patented a bunch of drugs, had a big lab in Huntington Beach, taught, I mean, a real maverick. And he would say, when you get an abnormal lab test, test it again. He would sometimes even say, people that do these lab tests are burnouts. He actually would. He would say they make lots of mistakes. They fall asleep and make lots of mistakes. He'd say, make sure you know your lab and make sure you repeat your test. And we had this one example very recently off glycosylated hemoglobin. I said it doesn't correlate with symptomology. The lab tests must correlate with symptomology. If they don't, if it doesn't make sense, you repeat it again. Very, very important. Now, here's the test you can do by yourself. I think it's the best test of all. It's the most sensitive test. It's the early marker test. It is the test. There's only one other test you can do, and you should get it done. And I'll mention that in a moment, but the test I'm referring to now is picture 23. Go to picture number 23, the oral glucose tolerance test. Very simple to do at home. Go picture 24. Picture 24, go buy the AccuCheck. $30. See those little strips there, those little orange strips? This is picture 24. Right, bottom left, those little strips. The strips come separately. Don't make that mistake. You're going to do two trips to the drugstore. Don't we hate to go to the drugstore where people line up sick and helpless like being slaughtered. Right, those smelly drugstores, Stride-Rite, CVS, bah humbug. I get depressed when I go into those places. Look at those dipsticks there. Buy them separately. You have to. They're $1 a piece. That's where the scam is. The gauge and the pricker on the right are cheap. But buy the whole thing. It's going to cost you under $100. Do this. Go out, have a party. Go out for breakfast. You know, the holidays. Pancakes. Chocolate shake. Lots of syrup. High fructose corn syrup. You know, the good type. Donuts. Stuff your face. Do that. Some of you are going to do it anyway. So do it. Instead of 2 glasses of wine, you're going to drink 4 anyway. So do it. It's the holiday. Don't drive, though. Okay? Get your sugar up there. Really try to do that. And then 1 hour, take your glucose before, and then 1 hour after, 2 hours after, 3 hours after, 4 hours after. Just keep checking your blood glucose. First of all, off 2,000 calories of sugary food, 1,500 calories, your blood sugar shouldn't go. Some say over 150. I'd move that to 200. Don't stress yourself. It shouldn't go to 200. But if you see it jack up to 300-400, that is a marker. And then another marker. How long does it take that blood sugar to get down to 80? It's called a glucose tolerance test. You can do it yourself. Don't do it yourself. Make your medical doctor or your health care provider run one of these tests. It's a really good marker. It's going to tell you at 20 years old that you're starting to get what? Insulin resistant. Or have your insulin production measured in very specific tests. So if you pop in a couple of donuts, we see what your insulin is. Does your insulin overproduce? Well, you want to know that because if you're an overproducer, if you're an oversecretor, when you just eat donuts and sugary foods, when you have your plate of pasta, you may be one of those people that oversecretes. Why? Because your cells are resistant to insulin because you're overweight or whatever. And so even though the insulin will copiously be secreted, you'll get the job done, you'll bring your blood sugar down, you won't even see the spike in your blood sugar, you'll be told you're 100% normal, glycosylated hemoglobin low, blood sugar low, everything fine, you're sucking dry the beta cells in the pancreas. And these are the tests you got to be getting measured in your 40s. Okay, if you're under 40, don't listen. But if you're over 40 and under 60, 40 to 60, do this now. You will save yourself so much money, so much time. Tell your healthcare provider, I want glucose tolerance done, or do it yourself. And then track it. Track it over the years. Remember when sugar used to give you energy? Remember when you'd go to the track, suck down a Coke and a donut and all sorts of garbage food, get your energy up and zoom? Now it makes you what? Sluggish. If the carb hit makes you sluggish, that's insulin resistance. Done deal. If you get heavy-headed, if you get foggy-headed, if you don't have that, I am in. Consumed with energy. I had 2 Milky Ways before I played basketball, and those made me so high, I had so much energy. That is pretty good insulin metabolism. But if it makes you sluggish, it is a sign, an early marker, that you're starting to become insulin resistant. You can even, not even test, just listen to your body. But this is a show about lab tests for 2016, an insider's guide. So there you have it, vitamin D, there you have it, glycosylated hemoglobin, glucose tolerance test, homemade, your own glucose tolerance test. There you have it, cortisol, salivary cortisol at the expense of spending more money on the sex hormones, which you don't need to do. There you have it, request a test, direct labs. It's a big open world. Anemia. This one is on your CBC. Hemoglobin. Here's the problem. Hemoglobin. Did I put an anemia pad on? Yes, I did. Go to picture 18. Go to picture number 18. Picture 18. RBCs, HGV. RBC's HGV. This is part of your regular CBC. The test you want your MD or your healthcare provider to add is serum ferritin. Well, gee, you're not anemic. Why should I order serum ferritin and waste the company's money? They'll give me a demerit, and then I won't get my raise. That's how it works, folks. It's bad. It's really bad. It is really bad. It's getting worse. I don't want to be one of those naysayers, but you got to call the spade the spade. This is the way it's going. The corporations are owning medicine, and people are being slaughtered. It is that simple. Huxley's Brave New World is basically here. It has arrived. This is not conspiratorial nonsense, naysayer, negative rant. It is simply the reality. And I'm asking you to think about being proactive. When you get your CBC, make your MD or your healthcare provider order serum ferritin or go out and pay for it yourself. Serum ferritin. Did you know in socialized medicine, we may be getting it here? In England, I know people, loads of people, who don't have money and who have money. If you have money in England, the government pays the basic health care, and then you pay for the better plan, and the better plan pays anything. I know a woman recently that went to an alternative cancer clinic in Germany. The fee at the alternative cancer clinic, at the Hallwang clinic, the fee was $150,000. And her insurance, because she got the high-end insurance in London, paid most of that $150,000 at an alternative healthcare clinic. That would be unheard of in America. And that's under the socialized system. Now, what we've got now in low-level socialization, whether it's England or the United States, is nobody's paying for anything. And you're going to wait to get the test, and you're not going to be happy. So like England, who evolved off a socialized system, smart people learned, I'm going to pay private a little extra. And that's how they scammed it in England. Not scammed it, but that's how they adapted to socialized medicine there. And this is what's happening here, or should happen. You're going to have to get used to the fact that as this national healthcare system starts to, unless we get rid of it in a couple of years, unless this happens, you're going to talk to medical doctors who are under the weight of the bureaucracy not to order the test. And what will evolve here is what we evolved in Europe. The smart money will go on paying into that different tier where you're going to find your medical doctors very friendly at ordering those extra tests. But you're going to pay out of pocket. You're going to pay extra. And that's what's happened in England. It's happened in other places in Europe. It may evolve here if we don't repeal it. Not the point. The point to you is get used to paying a little extra out of your pocket so you don't pay a lot more. Anemia panels, make sure you order serum ferritin. Why? You see that RBC is low, 2.5, and the hemoglobin is 6.2. This is sort of a, I shouldn't have put this one up. But you see the HGB, the hemoglobin. The hemoglobin is the molecule in the red blood cell that catches the oxygen. The oxygen runs to your cell, makes the Krebs cycle work, pumps out the ATP, life works great. How many people have borderline low hemoglobin, where the norm, see that norm there? Oh, I should have looked at this. The norm, 12 to 20 grams per deciliter. That's not the norm we normally go by. Where did this one come from? I apologize for this. Women at 12, men at 14, that's the low end of hemoglobin. How many people, and this is my point, get tested every year, and their hemoglobin is borderline low. It's not low, it's borderline low. It's within the normal range, but it's still low. That means when you work out on the track, that means, ladies, when you menstruate, that means under stress, that means when you eat less red meat, that means when all of these things may happen seasonally, occupationally, energetically. There's so many reasons where if you're borderline low, without reserve iron, serum ferritin is reserve iron. Get your serum ferritin measured, because if that's low and your hemoglobin is borderline low, under stress, you will be functionally anemic. So if the range is 12 to 16 or 14 to 18 and you're at 12 or 14, meaning male or female, you're borderline low, they're going to tell you you're normal. Oh, you're fine. You're within the norm. That is ridiculous. It's especially ridiculous if you don't get serum ferritin measured. They will not order serum ferritin. If they look last year at your hemoglobin and you were borderline low, the next year they will not order serum ferritin. Make them. Or pay out of pocket. Serum ferritin, super important. It's your reserve iron. If your reserve iron is 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and it's low, that's low numbers. Ladies, when you're menstruating, gentlemen, when you get to the track and start running more, all sorts of reasons why you will be functionally anemic and it will not show up on your blood tests. Very, very, very important. Here's another one. Look at that panel. You see where the WBCs are high? Pretend they're low. You see where the RBCs are low? Pretend they're low. So we're looking now, picture 18, just WBCs where it says 15.9 high. Pretend it's low. Just pretend. RBCs, low. Had someone the other week. RBCs and WBCs are low. It's the fourth time we've run the test. They're always low. Person doesn't eat enough protein. Person is vegetarian. Person only eats fish once or twice a week. Person shows symptomology that correlates to low RBC and WBC. Guess what? This is a marker then that ordinarily escapes Western medicine. If your RBCs and WBCs are borderline low, they're not going to tell you anything's wrong. They're not going to look to correlate that with symptomology. That means the bone marrow is depressed. That means you may not be getting enough protein. It means something. And again, this is about knowing how to interpret, not so much about getting blood tests you ordinarily don't get, which was the purpose of this show. So unlike serum ferritin, which they don't order, you're always going to see your WBCs and your RBCs. But just to point out, there's a great deal of interpretive therapy that requires you to bust through the myths, like low normal is normal. When you see low normal correlated to symptomology, if you're tired and fatigued, but your hemoglobin is low normal but within range, don't you think you might be anemic? Remember Roger Williams, biochemical individuality, beginning of the show. Your low normal, according to the chart, may be low and vice versa, high. Okay. Remember, you can always get to the website and listen to this show again. You can always call 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. That's my office. Got two wonderful staff members. I'll do it for you. I'll figure it out. That's what I'm good at. If you can't figure it out, I will. Or get someone that's good at puzzles like this. You need somebody that can think, that can piece it together, that can integrate it, that can give you the big picture and then create a proactive step-by-step approach. Anemia, the anemia panel. Low oxygen, bad. Low vitamin D, bad. Functionally speaking, high blood sugar, even though it eludes testing, bad. Running high cortisol, bad. All this slips through all the time. Thus the show. Thus the show. Vitamin B12 deficiency. Vitamin B12 breaks down to methylmalonic acid. Vitamin B12. Look at picture 25. Another form of anemia that you're not going to be tested for. Measure the byproduct of vitamin B12. Excreted in the urine as methylmalonic acid, an MMA test in the urine. And when you see the methylmalonic acid being high, it means the B12 isn't being utilized correctly and shows deficiency. Older people don't produce something called intrinsic factor. Intrinsic factors produced in the stomach. It's necessary for B12 absorption to be facilitated by intrinsic factor. As you age, you don't produce it, so you don't get your B12. This is why we have to look at sublingual B12 or B12 injections. Older people, numbness in toes, in feet, fatigue. There's a whole host of B12 symptoms. It's a form of anemia. You're not tested for it. A much better test than B12 in the blood, serum B12, is the MMA in the urine. And lack of absorption, poor absorption, raises the MMA in the urine. Get your doctor to do a methylmalonic acid test in the urine. And say, the literature, tons of it shows that B12 deficiency may well be related to the fact that I don't absorb after the age of 60 or 70. And getting it tested in the blood isn't going to cut it if they'll even test it in the blood. Most of your panels done each year, I see, don't even test for older people the B12. And again, this is the thing. They're going to give you the basic CBC and call it a day. You got to add that one in. The other one brings us to, the discussion now brings us to the specialty labs. We may get used to two things. Ordering the labs yourself, request a test, direct labs, or going to specialty labs. One specialty lab is Geneva Diagnostics. Go to the top. I want to introduce you to Geneva Diagnostics. Go to the Geneva stool test. Click on Geneva stool test. Now, this often, I mean, you can do it yourself. You can figure this out yourself. You can make relationship. Or get your healthcare provider to. If you can't finesse it yourself, get your healthcare provider to your chiropractor, your acupuncturist, your naturopath. These companies do business with lots of different healthcare providers, not just MDs. And it's a specialty lab. And it's going to do other things for you. And one thing, if you do this every 2 years, it's so worth it. The comprehensive digestive stool analysis. If you go analytes, go to that page, comprehensive school, Geneva lab, look at that and go into analytes. The aerobic bacteria, the anaerobic bacteria, chymotrypsin, fecal lactoferrin, long chain fatty acids, putrefactive bacteria, yeast, butyrate. This is one test from Geneva Diagnostics, a lab you can make relationship or any healthcare provider can make relationship with to start to give you a profile of what's going on in that gut. And believe me, what's going on in that gut, it's another system you want to have analyzed. And if you do this regularly, every couple of years, you do a gut profile. It helps you keep an eye on that gut ecology. And if you take the time to understand it, if you work with your healthcare provider to understand it, and then you correlate it to symptomology, do you bloat when you eat? When you pull your belly in, does it become concave? When you eat your food, does it disappear immediately? Do you get gas? Do you get bloating? All these physiological signs and symptoms combined with blood testing, lab testing over a period of years are part of a profile. This is how you get the edge. And it really costs way less than you think it does. For a couple of good gourmet dinners a year, and you all know you go out and do this, you can have these tests run. They're not that expensive. But we've got this mindset, lab tests, insurance pays, or it doesn't do it. Your insurance is not going to pay for the tests that are worth getting done. The tests that they pay for are the tests you get when it's too late. Get that one straight. Please get that one straight. Look at this other one, Geneva the Parasite Test. It's the GI affects the stool profile. Go to analytes on the top. Description, analytes, it's what they analyze. Look at that. Bifidobacteria. Clostridium. The good ones, the bad ones. E. coli. The amount of fat in your feces to tell you what your fat digestion is like. They're going to look for yeast. They're going to look for parasites. That's another show. They're going to look for butyrate. There are byproducts, gaseous, nasty, toxic byproducts that are constantly recirculating back into your blood and raising hell. That both of these panels will test for. And it's an example of a specialty lab. So up till we got to this discussion, these are regular lab tests. Vitamin D and hemoglobin and glycosylated hemoglobin, glucose tolerance. These are regular tests. Serum ferritin, regular tests. Specialty labs like Geneva Diagnostics, another specialty lab. Oxidized cholesterol. If you're doing heart, any of my shows on cholesterol, oxidized cholesterol, LabCorp does it, get it. Blood viscosity, there's another specialty test, get it. Then there are the infectious disease tests, the antibody tests, the IgGs, the IgMs. Get them when you're looking for animals, for bugs, when you suspect infectious disease. PCR tests on top of antibody tests. But again, this is more on the level of infectious disease. It may not be necessary for you in 2016. Main point, tests you need, we went through. What you may need specific to you that your medical doctor may not order, that your lab may not offer, you can go to specialty labs. And infectious disease is one big area. The cardiac profile you do. You must get oxidized cholesterol. You must get homocysteine. CRP would be a good thing to add. Your thyroid tests, do not get just TSH. A full thyroid panel. Get the T3, the T4. TSH can be normal, and yet T3 and T4 are low or high, and you'll never find out if you don't get the full test. So get educated. Press your doctor to do the right thing. Get him to buck his own company, and we will see you next week. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Ta-ta.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.